This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. You know, I was sharing with you just over the last couple of days, I caught myself talking about how Americans are making themselves good slaves through their ignorance. And we understand that Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge. How true is that? And I want to tell you what, you're playing right into the hands of the likes of John D. Rockefeller, who, by the way, created the General Education Board, GEB, in 1903 to dispense Rockefeller funds to education. So therefore, modern education is really modern indoctrination, making useful idiots who think they know better. But again, I want you to listen carefully. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. Did you hear what I said? I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because today, I had posted some things online, little memes, and interestingly enough, the people that come back are always, again, I'm sorry to say it, but it's really true, friends. Let the truth be told. Tell the truth and shame the devil, and that's exactly where we're at. And the devil is always in the details, and we know that as well. So let's just do what we're commanded to do by God, who brings the light to expose the darkness. But we were posting some things, and as I was posting some things, friends, it was the conservatives that came back and started talking about how this is the Democrats' fault, so on and so forth. And I just had to say to them, I said, no, the fact of the matter is you're already caught up into the game. Maybe you need to do your due diligence as well, because we have one Constitution. That was just an example. But over the last couple of days, friends, as well, we've been talking also just kind of in and out of war. And one of the things about war is people need to understand that their media is used to create war. You do know that. And you also understand that it's been said rightly that you take the pictures and I'll create the war. And people, you know this is all fabricated, and I just simply put back to the people, listen, if they want war, and if it's a righteous war, let them, politicians, be the first ones to go. And really what I'm talking about, friends, is every war, when it comes, or before it comes, is always represented not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against a homicidal maniac. Is this how it always comes back to America? Listen again. Every war, when it comes, or before it comes, is represented not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against a homicidal maniac. This is how you incite your people to take care of your political opposition. Ask any dictator. And it's also interesting to note that after I posted some of these things, and I'm going to get back to the things that I'm sharing with you right now, I was posting some things, and all of a sudden I seen another meme, and it was posted, which one do you think is worse? worse. And then it started to name off Korea, Russia, Syria, and other foreign countries. And I thought to myself, and by the way, this came from an individual that was in the military that hasn't taken the time to read that constitution that he himself is supposed to magnify concerning the enumerated laws, just to show you how ignorant America has become. But this came from a military man, forgive me. And I said to him, how about your government? That's all I put. Why is it that your government is never guilty, nor do you ever see anybody in your government, America? You are the government, and I'm talking about those that have been delegated powers by you, again, just so there's no miscommunication or misunderstanding that government and us are a part. We are the government in this country. But in saying that, I said, well, what about that government that you call your representatives in this country? How come they're never wrong about it? And furthermore, if it's such a righteous war on their behalf, how come it's never their kids that go to war? Because it's not a righteous war. And furthermore, to take it a step further, how is it that when they do bring forth these wars, why do they always act in such an unlawful manner? They always violate the Constitution. They bypass Congress just the way Trump did just recently. If it's such a righteous war, then why is it that they have to violate law in the process? Because it's not lawful. That's it. Simple enough, right? But let me go back to this quote now, okay? Because I want you to think about your country for a moment. And think about this. When you talk about corrupt politicians, I want you to take the responsibility, America, to understand that those politicians are there doing what they do because they can. Because at length, again, they work for you, and they're only doing what you're letting them get away with. But why is it that every war, when it comes or before it comes, is represented not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against a homicidal maniac? And you hear the same thing through Pearl Harbor, September 11th. Folks, it's always the same talking points by corrupt politicians. But this is what you need to understand. In our time, political speech and writings are largely the defense of the indefensible. Okay? But if thought corrupts language, language can also corrupt thoughts. And we know that to be true. All the war propaganda, all the screaming and lies and hatred comes invariably from people who are not doing the fighting. Have you ever taken the time to notice that, friends? It's the politicians that are doing this. All the war propaganda, all of it, all the screaming and lies and hatreds come invariably from people who are not doing the fighting. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful, murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. War against a foreign country only happens when the moneyed classes think that they're going to profit from it. Don't ever forget that. Nationalism is power hunger tempered by self-deception. You begin to believe that war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. See, again, on the manipulation of language for political ends. This is what they do. They teach you that war is peaceful, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. See, we now have sunk to a depth at which restatement of the obvious is the first duty of intelligent men. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. See, in times of universal deceit, friends, telling the truth will be a revolutionary act, and it's time that we all begin to speak the truth in action, 1 John 3:18. By the way, George Orwell was the one that was responsible for that statement. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can go over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook. Or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it truly is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want you to go back for just a moment because I skipped the phone number. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Call in at any time. Folks, what we're talking about right now concerning the first segment rolling into the second even now is how Americans think that they're so smart. And it's interesting, if you just take a little time to see how they respond to things, they think that they're the ones that are right. For example, I gave you an example during the first segment. I put a little post up, and a Republican apparently came back and said, you know, just so everybody knows, this is the Democrats' fault. And that's what he said. And I said back to him, I said, well, if you do a little homework, you'll understand there's not a two-party system in this country. We have one constitution. I'm talking to you is what I'm telling him. And, of course, he's got to come back and try to justify himself. But usually when you do stuff like that, there's no gainsay. You never hear from them again because they go back and do their due diligence, and they find out that what you just told them is exactly the truth. If this guy would just read Article 4, Section 4, he would see that I'm exactly spot on. on. Now, it's not something that I came up with. I'm just making reference to the Word, namely the Constitution, which is the fruit of the Word of God, like it or lump it. It's just the facts. But, folks, what I was talking about as well, rolling over into the next segment in which we are in now, I also highlighted during the first segment, I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. And this all reminds me of going back to none other. They used to call this woman the modern Moses. And what she used to do is she would literally go from slave plantation to slave plantation to slave plantation. And she would liberate slaves. And she was asked by a reporter at one time as to, you know, how many slaves that she actually liberated. And interestingly enough, she said, well, she freed thousands of slaves, but she would have freed thousands more had they realized that they were actually slaves. See, the problem that we're having in America today is slaves think they're liberated. It reminds me of the Pharisees back in the day who actually said back to Jesus, we be slaves to no man, when in fact that they were already enslaved during that time frame to the Romans. And Jesus was trying to liberate them by saying, follow me, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1. But they didn't want to follow him. And why didn't they want to follow him? Because of envy. And they were jealous of him. Okay? And folks, what we need to do is come to terms with ourselves. First of all, I can't see you. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. But if you have ears to hear, open them up. If you have eyes to see, open them up and listen to this program. Because you're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And that's really what this all comes down to. You're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, taking this to the next point, and speaking of, I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers. Also keep in mind, this was John Rockefeller. He's in hell now where he belongs. Both him and his sons now are in hell where they both belong. And interestingly enough, I gave you a quote by none other than George Orwell. And I'm going to make a point, and I'm going to go back to education on concerning what Orwell said. Because this is the present, just like the Word of God always points us to the present. He is alive forevermore. He has not changed. Malachi 3:16, Hebrews 13. 13:8. Read it when you get a moment. But I was making the point that where we're at today in this country is they want war. Well, then I say let them go first. And you, America, those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you already know that the CIA has dummied down the American people, and they control, not just in America, but on a global scale, the what you'd call news journalists. So you can't believe the thing that they say. And we also know that they're the one that takes the pictures, and they are also the ones that are creating the war. And I'm saying, friends, put this all together and go to now what George Orwell said. He said, every war when it comes, or before it comes, is represented not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against a homicidal maniac. Well, what did we just see in Syria? What did we see most recently in Afghanistan? And then going back to Iraq and every other war that the military-industrial complex has paid millions and millions and millions of dollars concerning the ignorance of the American people. Though you were warned back in 1961, January, by President Eisenhower as to how they are warmongers. And that's exactly what you're feeding into today. And when you're looking at the political system today, for the most part, not in every given scenario. And not in every given instance. But keep in mind, friends, these are paid actors. You know them as politicians, okay? You're responsible for what's going on here. Let's go back again to George Orwell. Every war, when it comes, or before it comes, is represented not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against a homicidal maniac. Tell me one war that has not been represented in such a fashion to we the people. What do you think of Korea, America? What do you think of the guy over in Russia, America? What do you think of the guy over in Syria? What is it? Well, you're defending yourself against a homicidal maniac. See, what these criminals are doing are inciting you to deal with their political opposition or give them a free hand to use your sons and daughters to go kill other people in third world countries. And you've been trained to respond the exact same way. And then going back to the meme that I had earlier, a guy posted, who's worse, Syria, Korea, Russia, so on and so forth. I said, well, how about your government? Why is it that you're always exempted? How come your politicians are never found to be wrong? Because they got your favorite jersey on. That's why. So you're an accomplice, and you're complicit with their crimes, America, when they do what they do at will to other countries. Now, I'm going to give you the whole quote without interruption. Every war, when it comes or before it comes, is represented not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against a homicidal maniac. Exactly right. In our time, political speech and writings are largely the defense of the indefensible. That's exactly right. But if thought corrupts language, language also corrupts thought. See, all the war propaganda, all the screaming and lies and hatred comes invariably from people who are not doing the fighting. America, pay attention to that. Those that are creating the wars on both sides, by the way, they condemn them on the north and they justify them on the south. Keep in mind, it's the same money going into both countries, because at length what's being spent, for a better way of saying it, friends, is your sons and your daughters, and over on the other side, their sons and their daughters. And who gains from this? The bankers, the money. Folks, the money makers. Now let me go on. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give an appearance of solidity to pure minds and to wind. I'm sorry. War against a foreign country only happens when the moneyed classes think they are going to profit from it. Why would we be in Iraq? Why would we be in Afghanistan? Can anybody say drugs? Can anybody say oil? Can anybody say, and anybody want to interject a thought with a question? Mark, since when is it American government's purpose to go around and police other worlds, regardless if it's true or not, America? Constitutionally, if you'd like to answer that question, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Nationalism is power hungry and hunger tempered by self-deception. You've been taught to believe that war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. And that's what we're going to be going to in just a moment. And this is all on the manipulation of language for their political ends. Who is leading through opposition? They are. Who is setting the narrative? The media. Who is going along with the media? Corrupt politicians that are no longer working for we the people, but now are working for the special interest groups. And by the way, we see just a prime exhibition of exactly what I'm talking about right now concerning Syria, because what Orwell warned us of, friends, is exactly what's recycling in America today. And why? Because people have been dummied down to believe what they've been told, though they say they don't believe it. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. Shame on America. See, we have now sunk to a depth at which restatement of the obvious is the first duty of intelligent men. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right that God has bestowed upon them, I add, to tell people what they don't want to hear. And guess what? We're not asking for the devil for permission to obey God. See? Because in times of universal deceit, telling the truth will be a revolutionary act. Folks, we want reformation, not revolution. But the fact of the matter is, if the American people would be the strength of that Constitution, we could have reformation, but we first have to deal with corruption within. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Loving on you in the truth, if you want to hear it or not. That's just how it rolls here. We know that truth makes men free, and nothing else does. And to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Let's get to the next stage of this. I want to ask you, a listener today, if this sounds like America today. Okay, listen carefully. You children of America, the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Well, in fact, you have a knowledge and plenty of it in this country. The American people simply have departed and rejected the knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore, this is the resolve of a nation that tolerates this. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Why? You let no man strive, nor reprove another. No, that's called hate today, not love. For thy people are as they that strive with the priest, the word of God. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night. I will destroy your mother. Verse 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you, saith the Lord. That thou shalt have no, nor be a priest unto me. And what is a priest, folks? Christians in America. We're kings and priests, so on and so forth. A peculiar people. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. And it goes on, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. Folks, this has already happened for those that have not been paying attention. To those that have had their heads stuck in the sand, your glory is slowly degenerating into a shameful state globally because of what you tolerate. Folks, the whole time Barack Hussein Obama was in office, the joke was on you. The whole time George W. Bush was in office, the joke was on you. When Clinton was in office, the joke was on you. Folks, and I can keep going back and back and back. You're losing it little by little because you have forsaken God little by little. And incrementally, judgments have been taking place in this country, and the American people are still having their heads stuck in the sand. Why? I don't know. To their own demise in so many different ways. It says in verse 8, they eat up my people, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on lawlessness. Yep. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. Does this sound familiar, friends? Because this is Hosea 4:6 in context. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Okay, so going back, knowing that this has happened little by little, the first thing you've allowed your government to do is to attack your own Christian heritage. And this happened back in 1962, blatantly. When the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy, that means where few rule over many, when they voted in favor of 3% rather and then rejecting the 97%. Again, keep in mind, it doesn't matter if there was just 99% they rejected. The fact of the matter is, a judge is to discover and apply written law, not to re-legislate it, friends, or to recreate it to become an activist for special interest groups, but the American people let them do it. Now, I want you to go to the next level, okay? Going back to the topic of the show. Modern education, creating people smart enough to repeat what they're told and to follow orders. Is that not a slave America? Yes, it is. And dumb enough to think that this makes sense and it makes them smarter than everyone else. I see it all day long. I get to hear phone calls all day long. And what they do is they say, yeah, but, I agree, but, in part, but. You know what? And they're always butting, friends? The Word of God. Now, let's take it another step. What are public schools teaching, and why is it that you today have been conditioned to accept that which you have accepted? Because when you go back to public schools, I want you to listen to this quote. This is by a little minion of hell itself, John Dunphy. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a zero, a loser? I mean, you just can't make up some of the stuff that I'm going to read here in a moment. You know, it's interesting. The Bible tells us that the devils believe and tremble. Isn't it interesting with these atheists and these humanist groups and these Satanists, all these people, they continuously deny God's existence. They fight him their whole lives, just like others have, only to find out at the end of the day that he was alive forevermore. But why do they spend so much time trying to get everybody to believe what they say they don't believe? I mean, they're decrying God, and they're fighting against God, but they want you to believe that he's not there. Listen, if there were no God, there would be no atheist. If there was no atheist, there would be no God. And furthermore, let me give you a little more education. Understand, atheism precedes communism. Did you hear what I said? Atheism precedes communism. They go hand in glove. And this is the indoctrination in the doctrine of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. Read it when you get a moment. Now, I'm again saying all that to say this. Isn't atheism, isn't it a strange thing? Because again, even the devils never fell into that vice. For the Bible tells us the devils also tremble and believe. And by the way, did I ever tell you about the guy that called in on the radio show? He was one that had enough internal fortitude, but he was stupid enough to do it, and he fell into it. But he was sincere, so I answered him sincerely, and I do have a care for him, regardless of his stupidity or not. Okay? But he called me up and he said that we weren't a Christian nation. And I went through some of the Ten Commandments. I said, is it against the law to kill? He said, yes. I said, who told you that? I said, my father told you that. That's the Mosaic Institution, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus Christ, his son, who fulfilled that law. That is the foundation called common law in America, which sets upon the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence. Matter of fact, read the preceding document called the Mayflower Compact and you'll get it. There's no denying it. I mean, but again, friends, keep in mind, you can transport some of these people to the sun and they won't see it. And I'm going to tell you why they won't see it, because they don't want to see it. And you know what? If they don't want to see it, that's their problem, not mine. Their blood is off of my hands at that point. And then I said to this atheist that called in, and I said to him, I said, well, it doesn't matter if you believe we're a Christian nation or not. And then I said, is it against the law to lie? He said, well, of course. I said, who told you that? I said, that's the ninth commandment. My father told you that. I said, is it against the law to steal? Number eight, the eighth commandment, Exodus 20. He said, yeah. I said, who told you that? Folks, sealed case, no debate. And I said, you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? It's going to hit you. And that's called Judgment Day. So make sure that you're found in Christ before you get to that day. It's time for you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Period. And read John 3:3 when you get a moment. And let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. And we'll be good. Guess what he said? Absolutely nothing. Because he couldn't say anything. Now, I said all that for this. The Bible is no mere book, said this atheist. It has and remains in an incredibly dangerous book, he said. John Dumphy, the humanist. I am convinced that the battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, said John Dumphy. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preacher. That would be me, friends. For they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity. It's just humorous to me that people always have to take a shot at that direction. Isn't it interesting, friends, that nobody's got a problem when you call on Dalai Lama? Nobody's got a problem when you call on Allah, except those in America that are waking up to the fact that again, it is the doctrine of devils. Nobody's got a problem when you go ahead and start talking about or using the name of Hare Krishna. But it's the minute that you bring up the name of Jesus Christ, all of a sudden, everybody's got a problem. Now, they got a problem because we serve the Christ that is risen forevermore, who sits at the right hand of my Father, my Daddy. Abba, Father, right? My Daddy. He may be God to the world, but he's Father to me, friends. And I want you to understand something. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And it's interesting how they always zero in to their own demise. They always zero in to their own demise. Now, let me tell you why. See, because the devil, Satan himself, thought it was going to be his conquering moment when Christ himself was to be crucified. Little did he know, and had they know, his minions here on earth incarnate, had they known after the fact, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Because, friends, I'm here to tell you that that is the power of God unto salvation, and the church in America is called to be the witness of the resurrection, that men, both friend and foe, might find their faith in the wisdom, not of men, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Why? 1 Corinthians 2:5, going over to 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. But they always have to take a shot at the living Christ. And why are they taking a shot at the living Christ? Because the devils believe and tremble, and so does this one. He said, these teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be the ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom, said John Dumphy, this humanist, must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanity. humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. So what did they attack, friends? The kids in public schools. We're going to hit this right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
One 866 582 9933. Folks, we've been talking about a lot, but it's all coming to a head, and this is what it is all about. Destroy people. Rewrite their history. Folks, I've heard principals say it to me after doing 360 schools across the country in 25 different states, from Florida to Alaska to Minnesota. You know, we change our history books and our science books every 3 to 7 years. He said, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Yep. That's how you create slaves. It's exactly right. Harriet Tubman, by the way, was the woman's name that was liberating slaves. She said she would have freed a lot more had they known that they were slaves. America, you're enslaved. If you're caught up into what's going on through the media and politics, you're enslaved. Listen to some of these commercials during the breaks just to show you how enslaved you have become through lawlessness. And that's how it happens. Just re-educate the kids. As a matter of fact, history books in Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history textbooks. A committee of 5 historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year John Rolfe married Pocahontas to quotes that did not even appear in historical records. They just fabricated it. One book illustrated Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats. Yep, confused the kids, when in fact they wore blue. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. In fact, literacy rates were extremely high. In other words, they were really smart people, but apparently not smart enough to figure out what was going on during that time. And by the way, there is righteous war. There's also unrighteous war. And I'm waging a righteous war with my sword, the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12. Retired librarian of Virginia, who is a historian, Brent Tarter, wrote in his review of one of his textbooks, Our Virginia, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analysis of historical events. This is what they're doing now through fake news. They create the fake news, and then what they do is they begin to label anybody that exposes them for their crimes and their fake news as those that are actually responsible for fake news. It's exactly what's going on now today. Blatantly. Brent went on to say, some are so ludicrous and difficult to explain that I cannot understand where the information even came from. By the way, go to your local school, find errors in the school textbooks, and sue the state, America. Yeah, you heard me right. Sue those that are indoctrinating your kids, because the law is on your side, America. It's illegal to do so. Well, what of others? Well, hey, folks, math, for example. How are they dumbing down kids? How are they creating slaves in America, friends? In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in math textbooks. Did you hear what I said? 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. Again, I said 109,263 errors. The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine on $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same year. See how the law works for them? See what happens when people actually stand up and fight and do all they can do? God gives them results. What about the science books and textbooks all across America? Science, the study of creation, by the way. Isn't it interesting how scientists, they want to take credit for the creation? The creation of the Creator? Are you following me? I mean, as if to suggest a building doesn't have a builder. Well, of course it has a builder. Well, so does creation. As if to suggest that a painting does not have a painter. Well, of course it has a painter because there's a painting. As if to suggest that there is no creation concerning man. I mean, folks, this is how ridiculous people can get. But again, going back to science, the study of creation, isn't it interesting how scientists want to get rid of God? In what they discover that God created. Wow! Wow! And people believe it! Because they believe it! And they gloat for a moment. And then they go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. And those that followed him to hell. Remember Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch? Guess what? Scientists that try to remove God, that's exactly what happens. They lead everybody to the ditch. Only to find out again that God always was and always will be. And by the way, in between those two is. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, Bradley, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. In textbooks all across America, science is well known for being laced with the dangerous theory of evolution, which wars against Christianity, by the way, the Bible, God, and His law. A war in which mankind will not win ever, ever, ever. By the way, which is the foundation of our republic, Christianity, the Bible, and His law, right? Not in that order. Remember what Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Absolutely. And by the way, this is why evolution was illegal to teach schools at the time of the 1925 Scopes trial, for those that did not know. So folks, why are Americans becoming slaves? Because they're allowing themselves to be dummied down. Now, where does this go? It goes to those that are supposed to represent you again, and to those that are doing again what you're allowing them to do. Now, this is how it works right here, okay? When you illegally implement an extensive overhaul of public education from kindergarten through high school, which bypasses Congress and the voice of the American people, because you are the voice, friends, to Congress that they are supposed to speak. That's the language they're supposed to speak. And inducing states to agree to major changes that none in this country want, this is what happens when you allow a federal government to do the things that they do. Okay? The constitutional scholar, let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama, again, the self-proclaimed constitutional scholar. By the way, this happened long ago. No Child Left Behind under George W. Bush, going all the way back, friends. No Child Left Behind was No Child Left Unindoctrinated. And what they were doing, friends, back then under George W. Bush, all the while knowing exactly what he was doing, because his daddy was doing it along with none other than the dictator from Russia, implementing indoctrination through something called the International Baccalaureate. Now, without going into all of that right now, friends, understand, again, they're all responsible. And see, what they want is they want communism. They're teaching kids to shoot for the floor rather than for the stars. They don't want anybody to be better than anybody else. And this is what you're seeing through the narrative that the state-controlled useful idiots are actually promulgating on a 24/7 basis as well. But let's go back to something called Common Core Standards. This is how you create slaves, which has been implemented in 46 states and D.C., which is now drowning students with most informational text and historical documents, say they. See, some of the nonfiction texts that will be implemented into school curriculum are the federal views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco in 2009 through the executive order that nobody ever gave them the constitutional authority to implement, which just happened to be 13-4-23, which what it does is strengthens federal environmental energy and transportation management published by the General Services Administration. As a matter of fact, Jamie Highfill, the Arkansas 2011 Middle School Teacher of the Year, said, "I'm struggling with this, and my students are struggling with it. With this informational text, there isn't that human connection that you get with literature. And the kids are shutting down. They are getting bored. I'm seeing more behavioral problems in my classroom than I ever have before." Why? The curriculum change in public schools has been a downward spiral for many years in this country. This is how you create slaves. America has been so dummied down in this country that 700,000 students per year that graduate, they graduate without the ability to read their own diplomas. America, what is the problem? Why are we corrupt? Because the Lord told us right off the get-go. That's all we... Listen, friends, you know what I find the older that I get? He's right. He's always been right. He's not wrong, and he'll never be wrong. And see, what does mankind have to do? It has to hit itself up against the wall before it finally figures it out. I want to say something to you. The wall doesn't move. My father doesn't move because he's right. He's doing you a favor. Look to the Word of God. See, for it's better for you to fall on the rock, America, than it is for that rock to fall upon you. And that rock's fallen upon you. And we got to get this right because, again, let me reiterate the point. We can do this. America, we can do this, but we have to do our homework. And let me prescribe the order, the Word of God, the founding documents. Where you see error with man, expect it, because God said that David was a man after his own heart, yet David failed. You know what? But we look to the risen Christ for guidance, not to fallen man's nature for guidance, the Word of God. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.